Hello, this is Sonic Boom Radio. I am Dr. Boom. Welcome to the program.
Bye.
Seoul Drive 6th Avenue by Money Mark. Before him, the band Yes and remix of Arriving UFO done by Virgil Howe. Hello. Thanks for tuning into Sonic Boom Radio. I'm Dr. Boom, your gracious host. Up next, Synaptic Loop. Quite an old piece there. That was Blink T Blink by Maurice Blackburn from 1955, from a box set of early electroacoustic music. And we began with Synaptic Loop and Something Invented Me. You are listening to Sonic Boom Radio. I am Dr. Boom. And now the Secret Chiefs Trio.
Thank you. Before the beginning, there was this turtle, and the turtle was alone, and he looked around, and he saw his neighbor, which was his mother, and he lay down on top of his neighbor, and behold, she bore him in tears an oak tree, which grew all day, and then fell over like a bridge, and lo, under the bridge there came a catfish, and he was very big, and he was walking, and he was the biggest he had seen. And so were the fiery balls of this fish, one of which is the sun, and the other they called the moon.
Yes, some uncomplicated peoples still believe this myth. But here in the technical vastness of the future, we can guess that surely the past was very different. We can surmise, for instance, that these two great balls...
We know for certain, for instance, that for some reason, at some time in the beginning, there were hot lumps cold and lonely. They whirled noiselessly through the black holes of space. These insignificant lumps came together to form the first union. Our sun, the heating system, and about this glowing gas bag rotated the earth. A cat's eye among Aggies blinking in astonishment across the face of time.
Well, we were covered with a molten scum of rocks, bobbing on the surface like rats. Later, when there was less heat, these giant rock groups settled down among the landmasses. During this extinct time, our Earth was like a steam room, and no one, not even man, could get in. However, the oceans and the sewers were simmering with a rich protein stew, and the mountains moved in to surround and protect them. They didn't know then that living as we know it was already taken over. Thank you.
Animals without backbones hid from each other or fell down. Clamosaurs and oysterettes appeared as appetizers. Then came the sponges, which sucked up about 10% of all life. Hundreds of years later, in the late devouring period, fish became obnoxious. Trailer bikes, chigger bites, and mosquitoes collided aimlessly in the dense gas. Finally, tiny edible plants sprang up in rows, giving birth to generations of insecticides and other small dying creatures. Thank you.
John Thorne from his cynical history cartoon soundtrack called Walk the Puck. Fire Sign Theater in the middle. A bit from Think We're All Bozos on This Bus. And we began the set with a rare 7-inch of the Secret Chiefs trio. That's all the time for today. Thank you for listening. You can email us at sonicboomradio@yahoo.com. This is Sonic Boom Radio. Stay tuned for more great programming. Goodbye.